If you're like me and you're shopping for your own health insurance, it is time that you add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. You've been adulting for a while now, so the daily stress of swiping left, binging the fourth season of Gossip Girl until 2 a.m. instead of getting the recommended 8 hours of sleep, and just trying to like get your life together, honestly, can cause stress aging. And I hate to say that that is actually a thing. But the good news is that Europe's number one skincare line has a solution that you can trust. Go to clarins.com/manifest and get a multi-active day and night cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/manifest with promo code manifest. clarins.com/manifest with promo code manifest. Bondcharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bondcharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is truly endless. So from blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Bondcharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. What's really cool is that Bondcharge ships worldwide and in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. They have really easy returns and exchanges. They even have a 30-day trial, and they have a 12-month warranty. Go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off your first order. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. Welcome back to the bonus episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and it is the March bonus episode. I am so excited for this episode, as I am with every episode, but this is the first bonus episode where it's not a book club, and we are doing a guided journal session for April. We're going to be talking about intentions, lessons I learned in the first quarter, because we are wrapping up Q1 with March ending on Sunday, and we are heading straight into April. It is Aries season. I am an Aries, and yeah, man, it is totally our time. Aries, stand up. It's our time. But no, in all actuality, I'm really excited for this episode. I love these kinds of topics and these kinds of episodes, and this is something that I've spoken about this before, but this is a direction that I would love to take Manifest, where we do a lot more guided journaling sessions. And maybe this is like what some of the bonus episodes will be. Maybe some Monday episodes will be like this too. But this sort of stuff, I really do love, and I really enjoy it. Before we get into it, I just want to shout out the Best of Both Worlds podcast. Last week I was on Best of Both Worlds, and I'll link the episode down below, but it was so much fun. I got to talk pop culture. I got to put like my two cents of what's going on in the pop culture world out there, and I had such a blast doing it. It was so much fun. But then there was also a moment on that episode with Katie and Alana where I started talking about like kind of what I talk about on here on Manifest, and it just felt so right and so aligned. And I was like, this is really like where my passion lies in what I talk about on the show. Like, don't get me wrong, it was so much fun talking pop culture, and I could do it all day, every day. And I really lit up while I did that. But this to me is just like, it was just a really nice reminder, because I've now been podcasting for, it'll be 5 years in May. It's just such a nice reminder that like this really is what I feel very called to do and what the show is all about. So I just love Manifest. I love this podcast. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for always listening. And be sure to go listen to Best of Both Worlds podcast if you guys want to get, first of all, their show is just really, really fun. And it's about pop culture, and they're local Philly girls, they're Jersey Shore girls, they're just really fun girls, and I love their show and what they do each week. They just have such a fun show. So definitely go listen, go support, go listen to the episode with me, and then binge all their other episodes. They really are so much fun. And they also sent me Baked by Melissa cupcakes yesterday, which was so nice. It was the first time I've ever had Baked by Melissa cupcakes, and it was gorgeous. It was just fantastic. Also, if you guys are watching on video, then you might notice this sickening blowout that I have. I have had such a fun day today. I woke up, I went to yoga, and my best friend is in town from LA. My best friend Lindsay moved out to LA like 2 or 3 years ago at this point. And I keep trying to convince her to come back home. And every year she's like, I'm just going to resign my lease for one more year. I think she's going to say that until she's like 95. But I keep trying to convince her to come home. Anyway, she lives in LA. She's home. So today her and I went to yoga together, and then we got coffee with our friend Mia. And I just had like, I was just having the best day ever with them and just catching up. Oh, also when I was at coffee with Lindsay and Mia, I ended up getting Eras tickets to the Eras tour in Miami. So I'm going to the Miami shows and I'm so excited. I've never been to Miami. I haven't been to the Eras concert yet. I watched it on Disney Plus. I bought it, or actually I rented it for $19.99, whatever. But I'm so, so excited. And I booked it today. Going to Miami, never been to Miami, never been to the Eras tour. So I'm really excited. So it's just been a fantastic day. Then as I was heading out there, I was talking to Lindsay about what I had to do today. And I was like, yeah, I have to like go home, shower, like I have to wash and dry my hair. It's like going to be like a whole thing. And then I'm podcasting, blah, blah, blah. And as I said that, I walked right past a dry bar and I was like, what if I just delegated that? And I just got a blowout right now. So I got a blowout. I walked in. I was like, I don't have an appointment. She's like, that's not a problem. I can actually take you right now. I'm like, oh my God, this is gorgeous. I got this. I think it's called the Straight Up. It's sickening. It's just such a gorgeous blowout. And yeah, it's stunning. I'm also getting my hair done on Saturday. So, and I don't think I'm going to cut it short, but you never know. Like when I sit in the chair, I might get the bug and I might be like, let's just chop it. But I texted my hairdresser and he was like, Tori, send it, like chop it. We will do the works for you for the summer. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm kind of feeling it long just because I got this blowout and it looks so good that I'm like, well, I miss being able to do this if I have short hair. And I feel like if I want to chop it, like as much as I do want to chop it, I need to be so 100% certain about it. Like when I went from blonde to brunette, I thought about that for 2 years before I was like, I want to do it so bad. And that's what I tell everyone that wants to go blonde or brunette. I'm like, you will know when you want to do it because you won't have a doubt in your mind. Like when I wanted to go brunette, I wasn't scared. I was so all in. I was so ready. I was like, this is what I want more than anything else. I don't want to put highlights in. Like I just want to be brunette. I just want to go back to my natural hair color. So I don't feel like that with this bob, which makes me think I shouldn't do it. But everyone's telling me that it's going to look so good. And I agree. Like, I think it would look good. But in my heart of hearts, I think I want it for ulterior reasons, which I will kind of get into in this episode. Essentially, what it comes down to is like, I don't feel like I'm mature, meaning I feel like I'm just like 16 or 21. Like, it's literally those two ages. So I kind of feel like I want this haircut to almost mature me in a way. But at the same time, wherever you go, there you are. So if I just cut my hair, I'm still going to feel the same way I feel. I just now will look different. And I'm looking for like external things to tell me how I feel internally. And that's just never going to work. So it's really just me holding up a mirror to myself and being like, you just have to identify with what you want to be perceived as. And we'll get into that later in this episode. But all that's to say that I'm getting my hair done on Saturday. And I'm going to go a little bit lighter for the summer. Don't worry, I will literally probably never be blonde a day in my life ever again. But I am going to get some, I keep saying baby lights. I'm not getting baby lights because I'm going to go in and say, Vin, I want chunky balayage caramel sun-kissed goodness. So I keep saying baby lights, but I don't actually mean baby lights. Like I want chunky balayage essentially. I just want to be like a very lived-in sun-kissed brunette. So I would say tune in Monday, but I'm recording two episodes today. So you guys will have to tune in next Monday to see my hair or follow me on TikTok or Instagram. But anyway, I just wanted to say I got a sickening blowout at Dry Bar today and I couldn't be happier. And I'm really glad that I did that. And I literally want to do it every single week, like Wednesday. That should be my thing. On Wednesdays, I go to yoga because it's my favorite yoga teacher. I love her classes. every Wednesday, take yoga class, then go to Dry Bar, get a blowout. The gym that I go to Lifetime for my yoga classes. They also have a hair salon in the gym. I've never gotten a blowout there. Maybe I should. Maybe it's cheaper than Dry Bar. I'll look into that. But either way, go to yoga, get a blowout, come home, script, record. Perfect day. It's a perfect day. So yeah, anyway, none of this is what I wanted to talk about in the intro, but I'm glad that we did talk about it in the intro. So anyway, this is the bonus episode for March. We are going to be doing a guided journal session for April intentions, and heading into Q2 of 2024, because we are wrapping up Q1, and I'm really excited to go into the next quarter of the year with you guys. So let's begin. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 journal prompts. For you guys, I will first ask the questions. You can write them down, revisit the prompts later. Oh my God, excuse me. I was drinking too much Crystal Light. You can revisit the journal prompts later, or you can pause the podcast, write down your answers, and then continue on to the next one. I'm going to say all the journal prompts first, then I'm going to go through and explain my answers with the journal prompts. Maybe it'll get something else stirring for you guys as well. And then that'll pretty much be the episode. So the 4 journal prompts that I have for setting your April intentions / Q2 intentions. The first one, what have I learned the most in Q1? So January, February, and March. What have I learned the most in Q1? The next journal prompt is, what do I want to bring into Q2? So April, May, and June. What do I want to bring into Q2? Number 3, what do I want to leave in Q1? January, February, March. What do I want to leave in Q1? And the last prompt, what is one word, phrase, or quote that I want to lead with going into April? What is one word, phrase, or quote that I want to lead with going into April? Okay, let's break this down. All right, going back, I'll explain my answers and we'll go from there. If you're like me and you're shopping for your own health insurance, it is time that you add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. You've been adulting for a while now, so the daily stress of swiping left, binging the 4th season of Gossip Girl until 2 a.m. instead of getting the recommended 8 hours of sleep, and just trying to like get your life together, honestly, can cause stress aging. And I hate to say that that is actually a thing. But the good news is that Europe's number one skincare line has a solution that you can trust. Rooted in nature and innovated with science, Clarins has a long legacy of creating industry-first, plant-forward products. Using a skin charger complex made of 2% niacinamide and sea holly bioextract, Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, and evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. While Multi-Active Cream can't bring back the golden age of the boy bands, it can de-stress your skin. I don't know if you guys remember, but I had like a little freak out with my skin. It just sort of kind of went crazy, and it's because I broke the skin barrier. I then started replacing some products, and I've been using the Clarins Multi-Active Cream, and it has been really amazing for my skin. I feel like my skin has been looking a lot better, and I also don't want to brag, but today I was at lunch with a friend, and she did tell me that she asked if I had Botox, and I said I didn't, and I really think it's because of this cream. Clarins Multi-Active Cream is available online now. Go to clarins.com/manifest and get a multi-active day and night cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/manifest with promo code manifest. clarins.com/manifest with promo code manifest. Bondcharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bonchard products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is truly endless. So from blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting, Bonchard products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. By far, my favorite product from Bonchard is their infrared sauna blanket. I love saunaing, but the problem with the sauna is one, it's at the gym. Two, I normally like to sauna at night and I don't like to go to the gym at night. And three, I don't want to drive all the way to the gym just to sauna to walk out. I don't know why. I feel like the front desk people are like, this girl was here for 20 minutes and then she left. Yeah, I was, and I'm self-conscious about it, okay? Sue me. Here's where Bonchard came in and solved this issue. The solution that I was thinking was, okay, maybe I can buy my own sauna, but they are so expensive and they're also really big. You can't really bring them anywhere. I'm at the beach half the time. Like, it just wouldn't really make sense. So instead, I got the Bonchard infrared sauna blanket. Oh my God, it solved every single problem that I had and it is the best thing I've ever done. So essentially what you do is you plug it in, you wait for it to heat up, which does not take long at all. Then you get in it. Your head stays out of the blanket and you can stay in this thing for literally ever and you get all of the same effects of a sauna. So you sweat, you get to like sweat out all of the gunk that's in your body from the day. I find myself really get way less stressed when I'm in the sauna blanket. I like to watch TV in the sauna blanket. Like I get all cozy. I put on the Toast or Vanderpump Rules or something like that. And it's just really, really nice. It helps me sleep better at night. It's just seriously the best thing ever. It's also really easy to clean. So every time I get in it, I know I have a fresh, clean sauna waiting for me. It's just the best thing ever. What's really cool is that Bonchard ships worldwide and in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. They have really easy returns and exchanges. They even have a 30-day trial and they have a 12-month warranty. Go to bonchard.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off your first order. That's bonchard.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. What have I learned the most in Q1? Oh boy, have I learned a lot. Okay. Quarter one of 2024 has been very unexpected in a really fantastic way. I began the year with a lot of pressure on myself, but also a projection onto my boyfriend and onto our relationship. And that was really tough, not even for us, because he didn't even know I was doing it. I was just like internally working through it and internally like torturing myself. And that wasn't really fun. In the beginning of the year in January, I was adjusting to moving back home. I was also really not struggling to settle in, but I was just adjusting to living with my parents again. But the biggest thing was I was adjusting to not being embarrassed about moving back home. I always see the comments of people always saying like, I really appreciate you speaking about moving back in with your parents. And I just want to say there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like I'm 25, I'll be 26 in literally a week, a week from today, right? Yeah. A week from today. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm really grateful to be back in home and back with my parents, but there was definitely just a big like adjustment period. Cause I lived on my own for many years before that. Like I moved out in 2016 and now in 2024, I was moving back in. Like it was just a big adjustment period. So that was something that I had to, oh my God, the lights behind me just fell and I, oh my God, that just like scared the life out of me. Anyway, I was also just putting a lot of pressure on my relationship because being at a certain age, 25, 26, he's turning 27 in a few weeks. I thought like maybe this was the year that we should get engaged. We should be moving in together, not moving apart back to our parents' house. Like I was just putting a lot of shoulds and a lot of projections out there. And I have to say after just like once I let the new year pass and I really let all those like hyped up expectations die down, I really got to just look at like my life and my relationship and be like, I'm so happy with where I'm at in my life. Like I'm really happy with where I'm living. I'm really happy with my relationship and I'm just really happy. And this was actually something that I went on a yoga retreat a few weeks ago. It was just like a half day retreat. And one of the cards that I pulled was an intrinsic card, and pretty much it was just saying, like, your journey has never looked like anyone else's, and don't expect it to, because it's not going to. And I thought that felt really true for me, because when I was, you know, in my teenage years, I grew up on YouTube as an influencer, like, didn't have a normal high school path whatsoever. So that was always irregular. Then I didn't do the whole college thing, and I opened up a business at 20 years old. So, like, that was really irregular and abnormal. So, like, why now would I begin to kind of expect my life to look like my peers, or look like others, or hit the milestones that other people hit, when I'm really happy, I'm really content, like, everything is really good in my life? So it's been nice to get that perspective of myself and really trust myself again, and trust my intuition of, like, I'm good, I'm really happy, I'm really at peace with where I'm at, with my living, with my relationship, with my boyfriend, with my relationship with myself. Like, I just feel really at peace with things. And it's just nice to have, like, a financial burden taken off of me when it comes to paying rent or paying a mortgage, or even things like buying groceries. Like, yeah, I still buy some groceries now, but nowhere is near as much as I used to. Like, I'm just saving a lot of money that way. It's also really nice just to, like, when I want my mom, like, I can just go downstairs and hang out with my mom. When I want to see the dogs, like, I can go see the dogs. Like, my boyfriend picks me up for dates. Like, I just feel very, like, it's just nice. I just feel really good with everything. And that was something really unexpected. I was really nervous moving, you know, out of living with him and back in with my parents. I was like, is our relationship going to get rocky? Am I going to be tired of living with my parents? Like, am I ever going to want to move out? And, like, now my mom will send me houses to, like, buy. And I'm like, do you want me to leave? Like, I don't want to leave. You know what I mean? So it's just been, it was an adjustment in the beginning of the year, and now I just see it as such a blessing to be where I'm at living wise and where I'm at in my relationship. I'm just really blessed, and everything's coming together as it should. My boyfriend and I are super aligned with our goals and what we want in the future, and I feel like our relationship has honestly never been better. I've never felt more secure, honestly, in our relationship. And I just feel really grateful and really, really happy with everything. So yeah, it's just been such a, it's been an enormous blessing. So that's been a huge thing I learned in Q1. Another thing is that I did not expect to open a third studio down at the Jersey Shore. If you don't know, I own fitness studios. It's called Stride. I have one in the suburbs of Philly in a town called Phoenixville. We offer spin, bar, box, TRX, yoga, reformer, Pilates, a whole bunch of formats in Phoenixville. And then I have three studios at the Jersey Shore. I have two locations in Sea Isle. One offers spin. The second location offers yoga and Pilates. And then I just opened a third location in Avalon, New Jersey, which is one town over from Sea Isle. And that location, just like my second Sea Isle location, totally came out of the blue. January 8th, I woke up and I was like, I need a location in Avalon. I texted my realtor. I said, do you have anything available? That Friday, I went down, looked at the space. A week later, I had the keys. Like, it just completely aligned, and all the stars aligned, and everything just worked out how it should. And it's been really cool. It's been a whirlwind and an adjustment, because I really was like, I'm just going to chill this winter. I'm just going to relax. I have not been relaxed. It's been really fun creating something again. I really enjoy it. I've been spending a lot more time down at the beach, which has just been incredible. It's taught me a ton of lessons, many of which I'm still working on and I'll get into, but I think the biggest thing that this studio, adding a third studio in, is going to teach me is delegation. This time last year, I had one studio at the Jersey Shore. Now, 1 year later, I have three. So it's been a really big adjustment to go from one studio to three in less than a year. That's been really a big adjustment, but it's one that I signed up for, obviously, and that I've been loving working through. But the reason that I think this studio is going to teach me delegation is because I hired a studio manager for my Sea Isle and Avalon studios. So I'm going to have to learn to let go of a lot of things. And I'm also going to have to learn to not micromanage. I'm getting fed a lot of content of people that are micromanaged on TikTok and they say how much they hate it. And I'm like, okay, I need to look at this and realize like, and my studio manager hasn't started yet. So I need to be like, okay, I can't micromanage. Like I need to let her do her job. I'm really confident in who I hired and I'm really excited to not do the day-to-day things, but still be working on the business, not in the business. And on top of that, I'm really looking forward to enjoying the studios, being part of the community, attending the classes, teaching classes, and just not like managing the day-to-day details. That's what the studio manager is for, but I just know it's going to be a really big learning curve for me. I haven't had a studio manager in quite some time, but I'm really confident in who I hired. I'm really confident in the community of Stride, and I'm just really excited for the expansion of the studio in both terms of hiring a studio manager and having a third location down at the Jersey Shore. So in total, I have 4 Stride locations, which is a lot. And I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful. And it's just been a really cool expansion. I did not see that at all happening in Q1. Another thing that I'm excited about and that I learned in Q1 is that I'm excited to expand different formats of what I'm offering at my yoga and Pilates locations at Stride. Of course, we're offering spin classes at the, I'm only talking about the Jersey Shore locations. Phoenixville is like remaining the same. That's open all year round. The Jersey Shore locations are only open seasonally, but I might keep the Avalon open year round. TBD, but I might do it. Down at the Jersey Shore, the yoga and Pilates studios, I'm offering hot yoga, hot Pilates, cardio sculpt, which is like a bit more hit in a mat Pilates. It's rooted in mat Pilates, but it just has a bit of oomph to it. And dance cardio sculpt, which I'm so excited. I recently did a Sculpt Society class as a continuing education for Stride, and it was so much fun. And believe it or not, when I was on the Best of Both Worlds podcast, I was talking to Alana and I was like, it's been so fun. And she's like, you know, that's what I do, right? Like, that's like my favorite workout. Like, that's my bread and butter. And I was like, we can do something here. So I'm excited to begin to offer dance cardio sculpt. Like, it's just new and I'm not fearing the new. I'm completely embracing it and embracing the expansion of it and just seeing like where it takes us. And I'm really, really, really excited about that. So I'm just excited for the growth that Q1 has already presented.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I also learned, or should I say reinforced, that I love being behind the scenes of things. I'm currently helping a friend build out her podcast from scratch, and it's so fun and it's so eye-opening because maybe this is something that I want to do in the future, like build brands for other people. I feel like I don't work on my own brands except for Stride. I mean, like my personal brands, like my Instagram, I don't fucking post on Instagram. My TikTok, I like have moments of like, I'm going to post and then I don't for like months. In this podcast, obviously I do post weekly on this podcast, but what I mean by this is if I really like dug my feet in and posted to the ability that I know I can post, like if I really sat down and strategized with myself the way I can for other people, I would be unstoppable. Like my Instagram would be huge, my TikTok would be huge, this podcast would be like, I just know like what I'm capable of. But for some reason with my own personal brands, I just don't send it. With Stride, I send it. I still feel like I even hold back a little bit. And I don't know why. Like, I feel like I have this voice in the back of my head that's like, it's almost egotistical and narcissistic to like build a brand based around myself. And I don't want to do that. But I don't, it's so weird. Like, even as I vocalize that out loud, I'm like, Tori, that sounds so stupid. But I hope you guys kind of know what I mean. So I don't know. Like, I just know that I would be unstoppable if I put the work into my own brands that I give advice to other people. But I really enjoy like being behind the scenes and really strategizing with people and being like, if you want a podcast that's going to have tons of listeners and you want to be big on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, like I know what to do. Like this is exactly what you do and you will get the results. I just don't do it to myself, which is kind of bizarre because like I literally have all the answers. I just don't do it. So maybe I should just fucking send it. Maybe I should. Another thing that I learned in Q1 is that I learned that I need to say no. And a big phrase that I keep coming back to is I already know. K-N-O-W. I already know. I have the answers within me always. I have the thing I want to say within me always. It's just up to me to communicate what I already know. The other person's response or reaction to me saying my boundaries or saying no is not my responsibility. However, me saying a comfortable yes, me saying a comfortable yes to someone else only puts me at harm. It puts me at disease. It throws me out of alignment. And I really learned that last week, actually. I way overcommitted myself to other people. Like I said yes to everything under the sun and it all just happened to fall on last week. There was actually a weekend in February that happened too. And I just both times had total meltdowns about it and I knew the meltdowns were coming and I just had like this moment last week where I'm like, I'm done doing this because if I just say yes to everyone, I'm constantly saying no to myself. And I know I say that a lot on this podcast, but like integrating that is really difficult. And that's where I need to take the responsibility of other people's reactions out of it because me saying no to someone else is me protecting myself. And if I'm not looking out for myself, who's going to? I also learned that other people's perceptions of me is not my responsibility to live up to. I was at a yoga retreat like I talked about, and when I went on this yoga retreat, I really kept to myself. I wanted to be very quiet when I went, and I really only spoke like when I was spoken to. Like I just didn't want to be extroverted because I'm not extroverted. Like I'm really not. And I know that might seem different than what you guys see, but I mean, you see me talking on a podcast, but you have to remember I'm alone. I'm not talking to anyone. Like I feel like I'm talking to myself. And then if you guys know me in real life, odds are you know me through like a spin class, like where I'm very loud and I'm leading a room. So I have to have a certain presence and a certain commandment to lead a room of people. So like you see me in this very extroverted setting, but people that are really close to me know that like I really only open up to my closest of friends. And other than that, like I'm a hermit. Like I like to stay within my routines. I like to do what I know. I like to watch what's comfortable. I like to read what's comfortable. I like to be around my people and my people are like five people. Like I'm really very closed off and very shy. And yeah, that's just how I am. And I think people might be shocked to find that out because I have a rather front-facing job in all aspects, like podcasting, social media, owning studios. Like it's very front-facing, but really at my core, I'm quiet. I just like to be with myself, honestly. So anyway, all this being said is that when I did speak at this retreat, I was just really in my head and I was scared looking back that like maybe I overspoke or I came across weak or uncertain, etc. And I didn't want to be perceived that way because I'm not those things. I'm not weak. I know I'm strong. I'm not uncertain. I know what I want in life. But I just felt like the way I spoke was very weak and uncertain. And I was like, now people probably think of me this way. And if they, you know, find out what I do, they're going to think that I'm not whatever. Like I just had all these almost like anxiety, like going through my head. And then I just really had to like sit with that and be like, you know, I know who I am. I already know. And how others perceive me is really none of my business. It's not my responsibility. And that can be really tricky to let go of, but it's something that I'm going to continue to work on. So I learned a lot in Q1 And I'm really grateful because it brings me to the next prompt of what do I want to bring into Q2, which is April, May, and June. And I kind of touched on this earlier, but I really want to bring delegation into April, May, and June. This is when my studios will be starting up. So I will figure out my flow with having a studio manager, bouncing between the three studios down the Jersey Shore, bouncing between my Phoenixville studio home, which is like about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, depending on traffic, and also maintaining my internal peace and my practice, which practice was my word of 2024. So throughout all that, I need to figure out the delegation and I need to figure out maintaining my internal peace. I also want to bring prioritization into Q2. The truth of the matter is I could say yes to a million people for a million different requests just to please other people, but at the end of the day, it would only hurt me in the long run, which would lead to resentment over the nice thing that I'd be saying yes to in the first place. So it just makes everyone unhappy when I overcommit myself and I say yes to make other people happy, because at the end of the day, it's going to make all of us miserable because I'm going to resent the thing that I said yes to when I know I should have said no to it. So even though saying no will disappoint people, I have to be okay with that. I have to be okay with saying no so that I can be happy with myself. Because if I don't look out for myself, genuinely, who do I expect to? Like, who do I expect to put my happiness first if it's not me? The answer is no one. Like, I can't expect my boyfriend to make me happy before himself. I can't expect my mom, my business partners, like I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I have to make myself happy first. And that, it's a tough pill to swallow. It just seems so selfish, doesn't it? But it shouldn't, because if we're not looking out for us, who's going to? And also, why should I expect anyone else to look out for me? We all are so involved in our own lives, as we should be, that like, I don't live my life to put other people's happiness before mine. So why should I expect other people to live their lives to put my happiness before theirs? Like, we literally are all our own main characters. And I think we have to remind ourselves of that. Maybe I'm projecting. I have to remind myself of that. I also want to view me saying no as opportunities of love and gratitude, meaning how grateful am I that I have people to say no to? Like, I have people that want to see me, want to hang out with me, want things from me. Like, it's nice to be wanted and it's nice to be needed. And I'm really grateful that I even have the opportunity to say no. And that's kind of how I'm trying to reframe that. Moving on, what else do I want to bring into Q2? I want to continue my practice. Practice in the sense of all things. Yoga practice, showing up to the best version of myself, and just the practice of life. I'm really loving my workout routine and I'm really loving my daily schedule that I have going on right now. And I really want to maintain it in the summertime. This really is normally when I begin to fall off of it because work gets a bit hectic with the studios. But again, with the studio manager, like, you don't even understand, like, she, I hope, is going to make my life so much easier. I am really confident in that hire. And I really think that having her is going to help me just stay in my flow state of life. And I feel really good here right now. So I really want to continue that momentum. So I'm really excited with that. And lastly, I want to bring creativity to this podcast in Q2. I've been saying this for a while and you guys are probably so tired of me always being like, oh, I found what I want to do with this podcast and then I don't do anything about it. It's because I want to keep like really strategizing it and making sure like it feels right. But I've been saying this for a while, but I need to find, I feel like this podcast lacks structure and I know the structure that I want to give this podcast. And it all comes back to the phrase, I already know. Like, I literally have the answers within me. It's just up to me to now communicate that and execute that. Okay, so that's what I need to do in Q2. And I am going to get that in motion this April, May, June. Mark my words. What do I want to leave in Q1? Okay, people pleasing. I want to leave that behind. If this isn't already evident enough in this episode, I just hit a wall this past month and like I just want to be done people pleasing. It serves no one. It truly serves no one. I also want to leave poor communication behind in Q1. What I mean with this, I run into a few encounters where people will ask me for something and I give them what they ask for, but they then either ask for more or they ask for something in specific of what I gave them based on what they asked for. And that leaves us both disappointed because on my end, I'm like, I gave you exactly what you wanted and it's not enough. But on their end, they're probably like, it's not exactly what I wanted, so I'm disappointed, which I understand. So for example, like if you wanted A, B, or C, so I gave you C, but what you really wanted was A, I wasn't told that. I want people to tell me what they really want so that we can all try to make it work. You know, it just because you ask for something doesn't always mean it's going to happen. But if I know right off the bat, like what your clear expectations are, then I can do my best to make that happen. And I can't mind read, right? Like if you say I want XYZ, but what you really want was X and I give you Z, how am I supposed to know that because it was XYZ? Do you know what I mean? So like what I need to do is I need to be the one when people explain to me what they want, I need to then, ask a question, what is it exactly that you want, right? And then I can then manage expectations from that. Because when things get left a little open-ended, that's when it gets muddy. So for me personally, I need to be better at blatantly asking people what they want and then me being blatantly honest if I can make that happen or not. And I'm excited for that because communication is key. It's so important. And I think this is a really good way to have all parties be happy without like people pleasing in a way. Moving on. I also want to leave behind the feeling of quote unquote not woman enough. This has been something that I've been thinking like since I was like 22. I just keep like waiting for the moment that I feel old enough, mature enough, wise enough to be part of a conversation that I don't even know what the conversation is. Like when I speak to people that are older than me, I always just revert back to like being a little girl that speaks respectfully to people older than you. And I just feel like I'm not in their realm and I feel like I'm never going to be in their realm. And I keep wondering like, when will I feel old enough to participate in conversations or like I'm old enough to have a seat at the table, like that, or that I get respect or that I don't fear other people. Like, when does that click? When does that happen? Like, when will I begin to feel like a woman instead of a girl cosplaying as a woman? Like, truly, when will I feel old enough in this life? And I think moving back in with my parents has maybe made that take a step back because that's like a whole thing that I'm not going to dive into, but I don't know. I feel like COVID has a whole thing to do with that. But for me, I just keep saying like, when am I ever going to feel old enough to participate in life? And I was talking to my mom about this and I asked her, I was like, will I ever feel older than 16? And she was like, honestly, Tori, I don't know, because she's in her 50s and she said that she feels permanently 30. So I've just decided that age is a mindset. And if I want to feel mature and womanly, I need to tell myself that I am mature and womanly and that I deserve a seat at the table and I deserve a voice in the conversation and that I deserve the respect I give others. And I'm no longer a teenager that seeks approval from superiors or adults older than me, and that I need to start telling myself like I play in the same field as everyone else and I too want the respect that I give other people and that I feel like quote unquote old enough to be a part of this life. Like I'm about to be 26 years old. Like I have to get my own health insurance. Like I'm old enough, God damn it. So that's just been like something a little crazy. And I will give a shout out to this book, Self Sorcery by Lisa Lister. It's a bit witchy, which is good in my opinion. If you want to listen to it, it's about like becoming a woman, stepping into your power and how women are just like fucking awesome. And it's been really cool to listen to. And I will say, like, while I was reading that book, I really did step into my womanly power and I feel more confident. So that's been cool. And I also think that's why I was like debating cutting my hair, because I'm like, maybe if I cut my hair shorter, I'll feel more mature. But I think maturity is just like an internal mindset, and I need to just do that. Lastly, what's the word, phrase, or quote that I want to lead going into April? My word is prioritize. And I think the answers to the other three prompts really sum that up. So overall, guys, that's what I learned in Q1. I'm really excited to enter Q2, and those are my journal prompts going into April for your intentions for not only April, but Q2 of 2024. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the bonus episode of Manifest with Tori Simone. There's new episodes every single Monday. There's a new bonus episode on the last Thursday of every month. If you guys ever have ideas, tips, guests you want to see on for the bonus episodes, anything like that, please let me know. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll talk to you guys all on Monday. Bye, guys.